let's let the world know, first of all, that Lebanon is pro-Western.
Difficulty is this. Lebanon is not the issue. Lebanon is an unfortunate being trampled by giants right now. And the real war is a war between Israel and Iran, between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and again, by Israel and Iran. We have these two fingernail-sized groups that we think are the real antagonists.
Now, Saudi Arabia, or did you mean Syria?
I meant Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
But Syria's in there, too. But Syria's being used as a puppet in its own way. It's Iran who is really the big fish. There are two small groups that are very important to this. One is called Hamas. Hamas is financed by Iran and by Saudi Arabia and by expatriates, the people who own some of the grocery stores in America, for example.
Sure.
And it's a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been the most important worldwide Islamic extremist group. It's global since roughly 1934. And it says at the head of its statement of what it's all about that jihad is the head of Islam. And Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, said, and if you're ready for a quote, tolerate me with this one. He says, every person should, according to Islam, prepare himself or herself for jihad. And every person should eagerly and patiently wait for the day when Allah will call to show their willingness to sacrifice their lives. And those that have the opportunity of giving Islam to the world do so. Only Islam can save mankind from itself. And jihad on the individual and international scale will be a necessary part of this process of change. Jihad is an obligation from Allah on every Muslim and cannot be ignored nor evaded. Cowardice is one of the characteristics of unbelievers.
Of course, we know, though, Howard, though we're dealing with, as you just said, radical militants here.
Right.
We're dealing with
them in Hamas and Hezbollah.
Right.
So we've got Hamas, which is financed by Iran and Saudi Arabia, Hezbollah, which is not only financed by Iran, but was set up by Iran.
Why didn't the Lebanese government ever do anything about Hezbollah after they stopped the conflict?
The government has never had the physical power to do it. It has never had an army stronger, as strong as Hezbollah. It would be a wipeout.
Why are the Israelis then demanding a Lebanese position in the south when they really don't have a strong enough army to even fight off Hezbollah?
Because Israel knows just as well as you and I do that Lebanon does not have the strength to do it, but somebody's got to do it because this is a group that is absolutely dedicated to the destruction of Israel. That's its main purpose. That's what's at the top of its list
yes.
of things to do. Now, when Israel talks about rockets, we don't hear about the rockets that are being fired on Israel. But Hamas, down in Gaza, has thrown over 1,000 missiles at Israel by June 9th, 2006. That's a week and a half ago.
Yeah, they keep pelting Israel. Not a lot of mainstream media talks about it. And finally, the Israeli government said, enough is enough. This is beyond the one soldier a few weeks ago who was kidnapped, and I don't know what happened to him,
right.
And the other two that were kidnapped just recently. This is way beyond
that. Oh, it's way beyond it. And Hezbollah, I mean, you know, George, when you and I talk about this stuff, you often know more than I do. You astonished me when we were talking about Osama bin Laden last time. But let's go back to stuff the audience may not understand. Hezbollah has launched 300 rockets in 3 days. Now, this is, in fishing, this is called sucker bait. You toss in the guppies in order to attract the really big fish.
Right.
Well, these are the sucker bait. Why? Because the arsenals of Iran, which is arming both of these groups, one to the north of Israel, one to the south of Israel, in a pincer movement, have rockets with a range of 1,200 miles.
There is no way Iran is going to use those on Israel without taking, I think, and I'm going to say it right now,
right.
If big missiles hit Tel Aviv, I am going to predict, horribly so, I'm just telling
right.
you the way I feel, I think Israel's going to launch a nuke against Iran.
It could launch a nuke against Iran, but remember, it only takes 3 nukes to wipe out the entire country of Israel. One in Haifa, one in Tel Aviv, and one in Jerusalem. Now, the one in Jerusalem would be very, very hard to justify from an Islamic point of view.
Who in the Middle East at this point really has nukes to fight back?
Pakistan has had the Islamic bomb, and remember, it was named the Islamic bomb by the head of Pakistan, not by American journalists, which meant it was universal to the Islamic world in 1998. The Iranians have been working on a nuclear weapon, which supposedly they're not going to have for 10 years. That's a laugh. You know, in 1995, when I brought out the Lucifer Principle, and the Lucifer Principle said that in a short amount of time, the Islamic world would have nuclear weapons, every expert that I know laughed. They said, this is ridiculous. It was only 3 years before they had the nuclear bomb. My guess is that Iran has got it now.
Well, that's the whole key to all of this, Howard. If our predictions come true, and if Iran has it, I'm not sure they do, you do, then we've got one heck of a problem.
And we have some other problems. There's something called the Sunburn missile. And you and I talked about it years ago. Because remember we had the EP-3 spy plane shot down over China?
Yes.
That spy plane was trying to determine exactly what the Chinese...
Right, and the Chinese kept the plane, dismantled it, put
right.
it
but they,
and,
the
and
Chinese
let the crew go.
Were using a Sunburn missile. And we wanted to know what kind of advancements they had built into this missile. Now here's what a Sunburn missile is designed to do. A Sunburn missile travels at 2.2 times the speed of sound. It covers 70 miles in 2 minutes. It zigs and zags over the surface of the waves. It's an anti-ship missile. It carries a warhead six times the size of the Hiroshima bomb. Do you know what it's made for? The United States projection force, our ability to deal with any problem in the world, depends on between 12 and 24 aircraft carriers, depending on how many we've got at sea at once.
And submarines.
Right. But it's mainly the aircraft carriers. These are aircraft carrier killers, every single one of them. So when you have sucker bait, if America is drawn in, we're already drawn in. We've got
we have got to come to the defense of Israel. If, as you just said, that pinch or squeeze occurs, we've got to step in.
And they are waiting for us. They are waiting for us because they have the warheads with which to exterminate our entire military. We've got 150,000 men, and you know that we're squeezed beyond capacity. Those 150,000 men are all within missile range of Iran.